Hello there. I'm Jane Wilson, back with Galaxy Brain Magazine's Questions and Answers, our thoughtful, considered, professional, compassionate answers to your most pressing and probing problems. That is, unless you send us one that is so annoying that it's hard for us to communicate about it without just being a little, you know, salty. And such is the case with today's problem. We have a letter. Here it is. My husband is 46 years old and still calls his parents Mommy and Daddy. He'll be on the phone and ask, "What's Daddy up to?" Or be talking to his dad and say, "Oh, have Mommy send me the invoice, okay?" I can't stand it. What can I do? And if you're anything like me, you're thinking, well, you've got, you know, there's two obvious solutions. There's murder and divorce. But, you know, if you just sort of take a step back, just dial it down a bit, you realize that those are very permanent and possibly even extremely consequential solutions to what might not be permanent problems if we get to the root of it. And if we get to the root of it, obviously, we're going to have to leave Canada because we're not big in the mummy-daddy realm. We're mum and dad over here. Mom and dad, if you prefer. It's just not something we say. The source of the problem is obviously the royal family in England. They are the perpetrators. They are the people who really have just sort of used this parental euphemism and just shoved it at us as hard as they could. The Queen is just as bad as anybody. Never heard her talking about the Queen Mum as anything other than Mummy, or Prince Charles, or and so on and so forth down the line. And even British writers notice this and are kind of queasy about the whole thing. They suggest that there are signs that just using these words speak volumes about the speaker. Chances are you're posh, which means you're rich, which means you're surplus to requirement, and you don't care what we think or how these words are like a dentist drill in the brain to the ear of somebody who is over the age of 12. But, you know, here's where my compassion comes out, because I do remember something similar in my own life. When I was about 14, which is unquestionably older than 12, we'd been living in England for several years. No, I did not say Mummy and Daddy. But we'd been living there for several years, and we were going to be moving to the United States. And I was all in a dither, as I always was every time we moved, which was a lot, because for all the same reasons, as I always was, I'd have the wrong clothes. I'd talk the wrong way. I wouldn't know the right songs. My hair was just ridiculous. I was flat-chested. I was skinny. I was not cool. And I was just going to land there, and people would point and laugh, and it would be a nightmare. So I had one solution, this one little tiny solution that I decided to use, and that was that I was going to find my cool, and that henceforth I was not going to call my mother Mum anymore. I was henceforth going to call her Mom and be like a cool American. And just this use of language would sort of like carry me through those difficult times. People wouldn't be able to deny that I was hip, that I was happening, that I was, you know, in touch. That never happened. And it was probably sicker I went back to calling my mom Mum, because of course she was a mum. And the word mum is gorgeous, just as long as you don't attach a Y to it. And I also do have a solution that comes from some other friends in my life who there was a similar problem in that the parents wanted to be called Mummy and Daddy. But these grown-ups had had just about enough. So they suggested the euthanizing, and I don't mean the killing or the helping to die, but the act of helping their parents seem younger by calling them by their given names, Helen and Cecil. And, you know, those may not be the most beautiful names in the world. They might, though, to the right people. They just might. But it really did change things. The parents felt more like peers. They liked being out in public and calling their children by their names, which, of course, they had done all along. And the kids would either sort of call them nothing or call them by their names. Helen and Cecil, probably just very, you know, quietish, but that's what they did. And the problem really was sorted. So, a little psychology, a little compassion, a little time, and a little less murder and divorce. That's my solution to the problem. Thanks for listening.